I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a psychotherapist who first got into fermentation as a hobby, we like to think of her now as a fermentation counselor, Bridget Bride of Randolph, talks with Elspeth about fermenting summer veggies.
So fermentation begins when you create an atmosphere where lactobacillus can flourish and other bacteria will not flourish.
Lactobacilli are anaerobic bacteria. That means they flourish in areas without oxygen. And like people all over the world have for thousands of years, Bridget uses them to turn fresh vegetables and fruits into fermented foods. She teaches workshops on fermentation and says that when people learn about the process, the first thing they want to know is, where are these lactobacilli coming from?
They're everywhere. They're on your hands right now. They're on the garlic. They're on the pineapple. They're on everything. Lactobacillus is everywhere.
Lactobacilli are especially everywhere on and in humans. They're critical to our digestive systems, and they're on our skin. And they're used to ferment a whole range of important human foods. Everything from beer to yogurt to cheese to cacao to kimchi. We don't need to buy them or specifically add them to make foods. They're on our hands and on the fruits and veggies we're using. One of Bridget's favorite ferments is a summer salsa.
So we have pineapple, tomato, onions. I have tons of peppers. And then I have a bunch of dried. I thought this would be fun. So this is ancho. We have guajillo, which is a fruity dried pepper. I really like it. We also have pasilla chile, smoked paprika. If you want to put a little bit of smoky note into your salsa, you can do it with smoked paprika. You can also do it with smoked sea salt. And then I have pepper flakes. If you kind of want to be traditional, you can do that. We have cilantro, garlic.
Salsa is a quick ferment. In the summer, it only needs a day or so on the counter to start bubbling and developing flavor. And Bridget says what you put in it is entirely dependent on how you want it to taste. There aren't any specific ratios you need to stick to. The only ingredient you have to have is salt for the lactobacilli.
Not many other bacteria like the salt. So the goal is that lactobacillus is going to take over all the food, i.e. all the sugars, and space and crowd out all of the other bacteria and the other bacteria. They will be present because there is never not bad bacteria present, but it probably is so inconsequential.
We think of salt as antibacterial because it kills a lot of microorganisms that make us sick. But in the case of lactobacilli, about a teaspoon of pickling or sea salt for every half pound of veggies actually helps the good bacteria proliferate. The only other thing is to make sure the environment is anaerobic or low oxygen, either by using an airlock that fits on top of a mason jar or by simply putting a weight on top of the veggies to push them beneath the brine that the salt has pulled out. The lactobacilli will do the rest of the work.
As it eats the sugars, we'll give off gas and it'll force the oxygen out up through the airlock, and then you'll have a nice anaerobic situation going on inside there.
Bridget says beyond your typical salsa, there are all kinds of veggies you can add to a summer ferment. She especially likes combinations that bring in the flavors of the season, things like strawberries or corn. But the most important thing is that the produce is fresh and in season.
Open your refrigerator or go into your garden and use what you have.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has put together a roundup of links with advice on summer produce fermentation. You'll find that on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.